For many people struggling with opioid abuse, a key to their success in recovery is having support. And some are getting that support from an unlikely place, their health insurer. WBUR's Deborah Becker introduces us to one woman who says her insurance company is there for her when she needs help.
24-year-old Amanda Jean, or AJ, Andrade, has been drug and alcohol free since October, and that's the longest amount of time she's been off substances in a decade. She gives a lot of credit for that to her case manager, Will, who works for her health insurance company. He helped her find the sober house where she moved after inpatient treatment, and he's helping her figure out where she'll go from there.
Having Will is like the best thing in the world for me, because if I have like the slightest issue with anything to do with like my insurance that includes like prescriptions or even like when I had a court issue, I know that I can call him.
Andrade's insurer is Celtic Healthcare Plan, one of several health insurance companies taking steps to deal with the growing opioid epidemic. Celtic Care has about 50,000 members in Massachusetts, and it mostly manages care for low-income patients on Medicaid. Celtic Care President and CEO Jay Gonzalez says making sure members stay on track in recovery is critical.
This is the biggest potential solution to this problem, I think, because at the end of the day, we got to find the members who are in trouble or could be in trouble, and we need them to be invested in addressing their issues.
Gonzalez says for Celtic Care, the costs related to the opioid epidemic are huge. Nearly a quarter of its hospital admissions are related to substance use. And it spends more on Suboxone, a medication to treat addiction, than on any other drug. Gonzalez believes that investing in the extra attention for patients like Andrade after inpatient treatment will help them stay sober longer and will eventually pay off.
At the end of the day, we think it's going to cost a lot less. If somebody is cured of their addiction, you know, this is a hard thing for people to break. They're going to be healthier. They're not going to be showing up in the emergency room. We have people who show up in the emergency room 50, 100 times a year. That's very expensive and not good for the member.
Celtic Care also limits first prescriptions of opioid painkillers, where opioid abuse often starts, to 15 days, and it plans to reduce that even further starting next month. And Celtic Care is not the only insurer taking action. Massachusetts' largest health insurer, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, has been limiting first prescriptions for opioid painkillers for the past 3 years. Blue Cross Blue Shield Associate Chief Medical Officer Tony Dodek says about 11% of its more than 2 million members were treated for a substance use problem in the last year. Federal numbers show that most misused controlled substances originate as legal prescriptions. So Dodek says limiting prescriptions is one quick way to deal with the problem.
We've decreased the number of doses in circulation when you compare the three-year period after implementation to the prior period by over 21 million doses, something that was relatively straightforward and simple.
What's not so easy is finding ways to keep patients out of the hospital. Between 1993 and 2012, the rate of inpatient hospital stays related to opioid use went up 150% across the country. That's according to the Association of Community Affiliated Plans, a group of about 60 health plans in two dozen states. Neighborhood Health Plan in Boston is one of them. Its chief medical officer, Dr. Paul Mendes, says the insurer has developed algorithms to identify those members most at risk for substance use. It's also hired social workers to reach out to them. And the company is piloting a program where a recovery coach is assigned to those who are hospitalized after an overdose.
The Commonwealth is staggered by the toll in human life. We're averaging about 4 deaths a day. But I think it's helpful now that there's so much attention on this, because then it's easier to get resources, frankly, to help fight it.
Those resources appear to be helping patients like AJ Andrade. She says she started using drugs as a teenager after both of her parents left and she was essentially homeless. She temporarily stayed in foster care and with various family members or boyfriends, some of them abusive. Her son was born 6 years ago, but she lost custody and her drug use spiraled further. In recovery, she uses poetry to help her deal with the powerful emotions of shame and guilt about her drug use and about her son. Although Andrade feels that many people in her life have let her down, she also believes that it's other people holding her accountable that will now help keep her on track.
All the people that I hurt and let down, not reaching for it, not at least even trying to reach for it. Like I have in one of my poems, don't let anyone diminish your self-confidence, your pride. If you fail at something, it means that you tried. I at least want to try for all the people that tried for me.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.